Welcome home. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are positively at Cooper's Tavern, where Terry Beck's trying to rip my set apart here before it's all over. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, the Magic 8 Ball. We have had at least one $2 winner here today at Cooper's North. I don't know if we've had... I think when people win $100, they don't tell me about it. They just run out the side door and go cash it because they're afraid that maybe I gave them the wrong ticket. I had ticket number 53 here for Terry. He is are you the general manager? Am I getting that right?
General manager.
I want to make sure I get the – well, I'm not a title guy. I mean, Luke and I don't have titles. We're just guys. But how long have you been the general manager at Cooper's North here?
Probably around the last 6 years. I originally opened this location in 2012. I started working in the Fells Point location in September of 2009 after I left the mortgage business after 30 years.
Why? Well, nine was a terrible year, right?
Well, at the time, mortgage crash. Everything was crashing, and I just needed a change at that point. And, you know, Patrick and me go way back. We're like bros. We were both best men in each other's weddings. He reached out to me and gave me the opportunity to come aboard working for him and Katie, and, you know, it was one of the best decisions I've made.
Well, you eat a lot of gumbo. I mean, I'll tell you that right now. So I was in here like 3-4 years ago with my wife. I think we came in for St. Patrick's Day for Dr. Lou's brisket. And, you know, I've known Patrick forever, and we haven't done a lot of business over years as sponsors and all the things we've done. But seeing his growth with Slaunch and Woody's and the truck and the Chow Hound, and then I did the Crab Cake Tour, and he participated with the Chow Hound truck with Heavy Seas with Hugh. When the Russian war started in Ukraine, we were supporting the Ukrainian brewery over there brewing a beer, a red ale, Ukrainian red ale. And Patrick came out, Samantha came out, did the show, and we did the crab cake thing. And then I came in to visit with you just as a customer, and when I was buying brisket, and you recognized me, and you're a cancer survivor, we'll get to that in a minute. Right. My wife was with me, and you're like, I got to get you some of this gumbo. So you came back, and it's like you're giving me crack, you know, when you give me this gumbo. And today... I'll be honest, I didn't want to be here with you today. I had a flight to New Orleans today. You know, I had a flight on Wednesday night. Yeah. And this is why we didn't put the show together real early, because I was like, I don't want to jinx the Ravens. Monday and Tuesday I had set. I was going to do Costas on Monday. I was going to do Fadley's on Tuesday. And I'm like, if the Ravens go to the Super Bowl, Luke and I are going to get out on Wednesday. And even if I don't go to the game, I'm going to run wild. He had a seat at the game if we went. So we're going to do it. And I thought to myself, the only thing that there's a second chance like in the lottery is that I could be here eating your gumbo if I can't go to New Orleans. So today I'm here. I'm going to have a big bowl of gumbo with Luke in this last segment. Greg Landry's going to come by today. Leonard Raskin's going to be here. I don't think Leonard's ever had your gumbo.
He's in for a real treat.
What's up?
Right?
I mean, what's the story with your gumbo? Because I want to talk about that, because I think it's one of the great things ever.
Right. Well, you know, it was Guy Ferrari from the restaurant.
Triple D.
Triple D. Diners.
Drive-ins.
Drive-ins.
Dives.
And dives.
Hold on. This isn't a diner.
Right.
This is not a drive-in.
Well, he originally had
This is that, not a dive.
He originally had that with Patrick at our Solange Irish Pub right next to Cooper's.
All right. Call it a dive, but it's not.
Right.
Bertha's was a dive. Yes. Right. A dive bar. I mean, a dive bar.
Yeah. Right.
Go ahead.
Right. But, you know, so Patrick pretty much, you know, if you've been to New Orleans before, you know how the gumbo is. That's a place to have gumbo. Well, our gumbo was right up there.
I don't know whose recipe you stole, borrowed, begged. I don't know what it is.
Secret recipe.
If you've never had the gumbo at Cooper's North, come out here and get it, or go downtown and get it. Try it.
And it's a heaping bowl.
Whatever you think you're getting more of it.
It's enough for two, right? Well, our normal bowl is the size of a normal soup bowl, and our gumbo bowl is twice as
Can nice. I lodge a complaint with management here formally?
Sure.
Do that.
Fire away.
You don't put enough rice in it for me. Yeah, I always have to order a second rice because it's so much gumbo that I just need to have a little bit of rice with it.
4 ounce cup. I mean,
well, I just want a little more rice. I'm willing to pay a buck
more
for that.
All you got to do is ask, bro. Right?
That's it, man. That's my only. If that's the only thing I'm complaining about, is just a little more rice with my gumbo, I'm a pretty good customer.
Right, we'll hook you up.
You have a story to tell.
We're here to please.
Well, when my wife was here, this is the way cancer people are. My wife never talks about her cancer. She talks about everybody else's. So when somebody else is sick or there's a child or anything like that, My wife spent enough time in cancer that she doesn't love talking about it anymore. It's not that we don't want to do things for There Goes My Hair. I try to do as much as I can do for everybody. But we're a little cried out, and we lived through it all. And I know you had your own journey, and I just want to give you whatever you want to say to talk about
I'll
it. But it's turned into Burger of the Month in some cases. It's turned into a beautiful thing you do to give back. So I want to give a chance to talk about
that. Well, back in 2012, I'm a two-time cancer survivor with leukemia. Hairy cell leukemia. It's a very rare form of leukemia. And like I said, I've been treated two different times. I was originally diagnosed in 2012. And it's funny the way it all, you know, went down. How do you get leukemia, right? But I was working in Fells Point at the time as an athlete my whole life. I was having a hard time catching my breath, just taking a walk up the flight of stairs. And then through friends, they noticed a pale color. I was getting real light skin and pale. So I went to the doctors, and within 5 minutes after blood work, they diagnosed it with leukemia. And it, luckily, thank God, I went through chemo, went into remission real quick.
Where were you treated?
At GBMC.
All right.
Gary Cohn, head of oncology.
Good people at GBMC, local.
And then I was in remission for 8 years, and then it returned in 2020. And I got treated again, and knock on wood, I'm back in remission.
Look at
now.
You.
Yes.
Eating gumbo, 100%.
So it's a good thing, thank God. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I know you do a lot of work, and you do. I had your Burger of the Month here. It was onion, French dip
burger.
I'll be honest, because I'm always honest. Last month was my favorite. The one you did with the bacon and the candy jam, the jam bacon jam.
Right.
And, oh, my God. It was on the Texas toast. Was that November? December. It was December.
That was Patrick's burger.
It was December's burger.
That was Patrick's burger. Right.
Man, that was a good burger.
Right.
I told you should put that one
on. And Megan's burger is actually being added, the Sully burger. Megan's our bar manager here at Cooper's North. She's been with us a long time. Her burger, each month what we do here at Cooper's, each manager picks a charity that we reach out to, and we name a burger on the behalf of the donation, and for every burger we sell that month, we donate $1 for every burger sold.
So I just made $1.
Right. So Megan's burger, the Sully burger, it's a smash burger, double patty. It's old school burger with chopped onions, American cheese, and a special sauce. But it sells amazing. Our customers all loved it. Our new menu's kicking off actually this coming Monday with a lot of nice new a couple entrees, appetizers. So I'm looking forward to that.
We got Valentine's Day next week too. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And then music-wise, tonight we have Sky King playing from 8 to 11. Tomorrow night we have Maddie Blum. Next week
she plays a lot here, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, you guys have really become a music place, and I think that speaks to Patrick a little bit and the New Orleans thing and some music. And I've been here many nights, so I'm literally standing in the area where bands play.
Right.
You had
or big bands play in the dining room, but when it's a solo or a duo, we usually have them at the bar.
You had a big show here like 2 months ago. You brought a band in. Who'd you bring in? A band used to play that
Samples.
At Max. The Samples used to play that at Max's on Broadway many years ago.
They were very big during the 90s. They've been here a few times over the years. Next weekend, Valentine's Day, Friday night, I'm really excited to hear Barry Prosser. He's bringing Rob Fahey with him.
Both Facebook friends of mine. Hey,
right.
Barry. Hey, Rob.
And Rob's playing here for the first time at Cooper's, so I'm really excited to have our customers see him live. He goes.
What night is that?
Friday night.
That's on Valentine's night.
Valentine's night. Yeah, he'll be singing in the dining room with Rob.
Oh man!
From 8 to 11 next week.
I want to come sing some songs with Rob.
Right.
I saw Rob with Keith Brewer. They put a thing together a couple months ago. Now Keith Brewer from the Ravens did my documentary. He's the documentarian. In my thing, and it's funny. Like you're the third person here today to mention one member of the Ravens band. Because Stan Stock all of Stan Stock was started by the Ravens. So the band, the Ravens, not the football team, the Ravens. So there is a Ravens connection. So you can have a Ravens connection here.
Yeah, sounds good.
The great Rob Fahey. 1956. Terry Beck is here. He is the general manager of all things Cooper's North. We're up here in beautiful Mays Chapel, Timonium. Plenty of free parking. You got the Starbucks out in the parking lot now. You got the grounds. This is a really cool little local. There's local businesses in this plaza, right? Even the Chinese place here came in from Fells Point from many years ago, yeah, right?
Most of the tenants of here have been here from day one. There's been a little bit of a turnover over the years, but the majority of the businesses have been here, you know.
Well, when I'm here, it feels cheersy. I wind up, people I saw the last time wind up here. I think you've kept your staff together for a long time. I usually see you. You're here 2 out of 3 times. I would say that St. Patrick's Day is one of my favorites because you guys make this corned beef.
Dr. Lou's special corned beef.
Now, you only put that on for like a couple days, right? I mean, that's like...
Well, we usually run it for a week, the week of St. Patrick's Day.
Why don't you run it for a month? I mean, since you take, it's like eggnog. You take it away from me, you know? Like, if I come in to get that burger I got 2 months ago, I can't get it anymore, right?
No.
Well, come on, man. I mean, you guys are making these delicious burgers.
We could possibly bring it back.
It was so good. I almost came back special. In before. Like on December 29th, it was a December burger. My wife and I came in before Christmas. She was away during Christmas. And one night I was hankering. And I didn't come up. And now I'm sitting here a month later and I'm like, I have to wait for next December, you know, again. You do things for LLS, correct?
Yes.
Give me your where your heart is for your charity.
It was Rhea Falkenberg.
Oh, absolutely. And she tried to recruit me as a visionary. I told her I didn't see that clearly.
And she reached out and sent Melissa Zimmerman. She was supposed to be in tonight to see us, but one of her children came down with the flu. You know,
don't touch me.
So she had to stay
away.
She'll be back in on Monday.
I'm distancing.
But no, they've been very great over the years, reaching out to both of us in the past for a great foundation and cause.
Well, and you're only 5 years removed, man, so it's still real. I mean, you had two very separated battles, but feeling good?
Yeah, feeling great.
Nothing you can't do?
Nope.
Well, all your buddies here sit at the end of the bar when I'm in here giving you a hard time. I want to get some gumbo. Luke, have you had the gumbo here? Greg, have you had the gumbo here?
You'll have to try it.
Chris, have you had the gumbo here? He has had the gumbo here. No gumbo? All right, well, I'm going to make sure we get some gumbo together here before it's all.
We'll make sure to give you some extra rice this time.
What I really need is a smaller bowl of gumbo. I mean, that's really what I need. It's not that you don't bring me enough rice. You bring me too much gumbo. I think that's what it is.
Ask for a cup and not the bowl.
Your thing for me here, though, is the black and ahi tuna wrap. And I got turned on. I did the show downtown when Fleet Week was here. You guys were doing your oyster thing down there. Patrick and I set it up. I did the show from downtown. And I said this because everybody's running around setting up the Oyster Festival that week. I remember it was a big thing going on and the Fleet Week thing. And I said, Was it oysters? I'm trying to think of what it was. Either way, Oyster Fest. It was in June. Is that possible? It was Fleet Week. Fleet Week was when I was down there. And she said, get the black and ahi tuna wrap. It's good. No, it's way better than good. I mean, I need to get it like a little bit medium, you know, but that is my favorite thing on your menu. And that big tortilla wrap thing?
It's one of our old school.
What's your best seller? Burgers?
Burgers. The chicken Sammy's a popular item.
Had that too. Blackened.
Right. But salmon teriyaki's a popular item. But
I'm taking that home.
Tacos, burgers.
Fajitas.
Everybody, forgets that we have delicious crab cakes as well. Pizza, all American bar.
This is the crab cake tour, but I'm feeling gumbo here today. For the New Orleans Super Bowl, who's winning the game? What do you got?
I'm actually rooting for the Eagles,
no one does that.
I don't see the Chiefs losing.
Do we hate the Chiefs so much that we're going to root for the Eagles?
I do.
Really?
I do. It's getting old, but.
You're losing bets because of this. The officials screwing you up. What are they?
I'm not worried about the bets. I just want to see a good game with not controversial calls.
I like it that it's funny to me. I have attended that commissioner's press conference for all these years. Now the people in there, because they let the Barstool bloggers in, they get chippy about the officiating, that the NFL this week had to say, oh, how could our officiating possibly be rigged? And right. There's never a bar that I walk into. And by the way, I love you, but I think you're crazy when you start talking to me about fixed officials, right. Like all of you.
Well, now they're talking about doing electronic markings.
Who in here thinks that the NFL's fixed? If you do, I'm telling you, they don't know what – they can't fix anything. It's incompetency. It's not fixing, I think, you know. Luke's nodding his head. He wants a piece of this now. Not often I take him off the mic, so – all right.
Right.
Well, we got the Orioles season soon.
We're all good. Yeah.
We're all into that,
all
right?
Good,
we're good with that?
Absolutely.
I'm not going down the Justin Tucker Road. I'm not going down the Ronnie Stanley Road. I'm not going that. I'm not doing anything. I'm just, it's baseball season. World Series? No. See, nobody believes. Right. This is, I'm looking for true believers.
We got a lot of young talent. It should be a very exciting year again for the Birds.
Well, Luke and I could talk some ball, but this is the truth. If they had signed Corbin Burns, if they had signed Santander, we would all look at it and say, well, you spent money on our own guys, but did you make the team better, right? I mean, even if they had signed those guys, we would not be confident that they're the best team. We'd say they're good enough. I don't know. We're going to find out. 41-year-old pitcher. We got a Japanese pitcher we never seen before. So all these things are good to talk about, but then the games start, and that's when it really gets fun. So we're 6 weeks out on that?
We shall see, right?
All right. Luke's looking a little pale. I got to get him down to Sarasota. We're here in New Orleans. Dude, if I would have known that it was 80 degrees today in New Orleans, I'm lying because I'm happy to be eating your gumbo, but I would have preferred to have been in New Orleans knowing it's 80 degrees. Because I've been in New Orleans when it hadn't been nice for the Super Bowl, when I'm wearing a winter jacket and stuff like that. I saw all these people filing into the honors last night when Lamar got screwed out of the MVP, right?
I think he did.
Right. Yes. I want to let you get your sports thing going here. And I saw everybody was like in dresses and short sleeve shirts out on the street. I had to reach for my app. I'm like, never 80 degrees in New Orleans when I'm there, except when the hurricane blew in. It was 110.
Years ago, it was in the 60s when the Ravens were there in 2012. It was still nice. I mean,
it was jacket, though. Right, it wasn't like summery. It felt summery to me. So, all right. All you Eagles fans, don't climb up and down greased poles. Just celebrate. Don't. If it involves fire, don't be involved in it after the game, after they win. I think the Eagles have a chance to win. I'm picking the Chiefs, but Eagles run the ball, play a little defense.
We shall see.
We shall see. All right, Terry Peck is the general manager.
Thank you, guys.
Are you
going
to drop them? Are you going to just drop it? Go ahead. I want you to drop the mic. Go ahead. You were trying. Go ahead. You want to drop it?
No.
Drop it. Yeah. Drop the mic. Here. Just like this. Yeah, he did drop my equipment. It's all working. I forgive you. Here we go. Just bring me extra rice. You owe me extra rice in my gumbo. Here we go. Terry Beck, dropping the mic. There it is.
Always good seeing you.
All right, Cooper's North. I am Nestor. You forgot your lottery ticket, Terry. Okay, come on here. You got your magic game. Usually my guests hang around, but he's got to go back and make me gumbo is what he's got to do. I am Nestor. We are here at Cooper's North. I've lost management here, but I do have the Magic 8-Balls. Our friends at Wise Markets also making this happen. I've got a bunch of bags of stuff for the Maryland Food Bank, and we're collecting. It is a cup of soup or bowl. I will become the official charity here in the coming segments because I'm sharing the mic with friends like Greg Landry. Luke Jones is here. Leonard Raskin's going to be by a little later on. So at some point, we're going to commence the talking about baseball season because it's the only hope we got.